Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. Share sponsor Lunishma Sam Yakov Shalom Milay Pasitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Samich Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis tells us that when a person does a smachta, he does a kinyan, and he's about to give something which is more than what he usually do. If the other party sees him sitting and drinking wine, you can assume it's not a smachta. Because you can assume that if he's drinking wine, that means he's satisfied with his transaction. It's not a smachta. There's a full gemiras das. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the reason he's drinking wine or beer is because lefekuchei pachti. It's in order to take away his worries. He's really very unhappy with this transaction. And in order to take away this worry, this thing that's bothering him, so therefore he is drinking beer. So based on this Mahalach and the Gemara, we find two beautiful words on this Nekuda. Number one is what the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Mishpatim brings. It says, in the time of Har Sinai, the Skenim saw the Gilu V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'yoichlu V'yishtu. So Rashi says that the Skenim did something improper to look at the Gilu Yashchino. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu punished them in the Misoininim. When it says there, there was fire in the edge of the machane, that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Skenim. So it says the Chasam Sofer, what shot? Why dafka there they were punished? So he says, when the Skenim were eating and drinking, there's something good about it. Because really, when Am Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, it's a little bit of a problem of a smachta. Smachta is always when a person accepts something which is beyond the regular transaction. Accepting the Torah, Nasa V'Nishma, without knowing what we're talking about, it's really a type of a smachta. But when the Skenim, they present Am Yisrael, they eat and drink, it's really something, it may be, that's not improper. They're trying to show that it's a smachta, it's a good smachta. Because if they drink wine, that's a demonstration that they have Gmir's Das, and they're satisfied with what they did, as we see in our Gemara. But then, when we speak about Misoinim, says the Chasam Sofer, it says there, Vayisu Me'ar Hashem, and Rashi says, Ketinoi Ka'aboyreach in Beis HaSefer. Meaning they tried to run away as much as possible from Har Sinai, they didn't want to hear more Torah. So that shows that when they drank the wine, it wasn't because they accepted the Nasa V'Nishma. They drank wine because the other option of the Gemara, Lefekuchi Pachto, to take away that worry of the Torah. So if so, that drinking of wine was improper, and immediately they were punished. And that's why they were punished, specifically by Misoinim, that showed what was their kavano when they did, than when they drank the wine. This is the beautiful Pshat that has a sefer based on our Gemara. Another word we find, the Maharit has a sefer in the Torah called Sofer Aspanech. And there he brings, and Parshas told us, in the name of Avilyo ben Chayo, who wrote a sefer called the Noisen Imre Shefer. And he speaks about Esav. It says that when Esav left, after he sold the b'choro, he left and v'yoichal v'yesht v'yivis Esav es b'choro. He ate, he drank, and he was mezalz of the b'choro. He says, why do you have to tell me that he ate and he drank? We know in the Torah, shtiyo b'chlal achilo. If he ate, he probably drank as well. Why do you have to emphasize the fact that he drank? So the answer is, they saw Esav drinking wine. That shows that he agreed to the sale of the b'choro. It wasn't a smachta. It wasn't, he didn't know what he's doing. Because he's drinking wine, he's satisfied. Now maybe you'll tell me he's drinking wine, lefekuchi pachte, the same point that we have here in our Gemara. He's just doing it because he's so unsatisfied, unhappy with the transaction. This is the Hemshech Apostle that says, Vayivez Esav es abchoyro. Esav was mizalzal abchoyro. He didn't take it seriously. So that shows that when he was drinking wine, he wasn't lefekuchi pachte. It wasn't, he was upset that he sold abchoyro. But he was actually very happy, and he was mezalz on the b'choro. So drinking wine shows that this mechiro of the b'choro was actually a good mechiro, and it was not an asmachta. Another beautiful usage of our Gemara to explain a parasha in the Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.